Well, good morning. I add my welcome to those you have already received. Brother Michael and Jill are recovering from yesterday's marriage of their youngest daughter, so they are either back or will be soon. Pray for their finances, I'm sure is the best need there. And we look forward for Michael being back and preaching with us next week. As we come to our prayer time, I wanted to give you an update on Jeff Bennett. Many of you know him. He worships with us. He is home, and I've heard he's doing quite well. He had open heart surgery. And so please continue to keep them in your prayers, and we look for the day when Jeff and Joan can be back in worship with us. Would you join me in prayer now, please? Lord of all, we do praise you today and thank you for your goodness to us, for the beauty in the world, for those who love us and forgive us and make us laugh and stay with us when we cry. Life is good because of you, and we thank you, God. We thank you. We pray for many who are hurting today. We do pray for Jeff as he recovers from his surgery. We pray for Michael and Jill and celebrate with them the great joy of a new son-in-law. We pray for those who are sick, who are hurting, who are lonely, for those who are abused, for those who don't have enough, and especially for those who don't have enough for the children. We have many needs and cares. Lord, hear the prayers of our hearts. Hear the names and needs of those we love. Lord, we pray today for the band and all those who lead us and work week after week after week. And we forget to thank them. Lord, we thank them and we thank you for them. Be their strength, be their inspiration. And Lord, quicken this church to your ways that we may serve and love all those in need. We pray together now as one church the prayer your Son taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading today is from the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verses 23 to 24. I'm quoting the Living Bible. It says, The Lord guides us in the way we should go and protects those who please him. If they fall, they will not stay down because the Lord will help them up. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray, please? Lord, come to us when we are weak. Come to us when we're strong. Come to us, Lord, and help us, we pray. Amen. A video about failures. One has been in the news a lot the past few weeks. This one was a college dropout. He was a fired tech executive, an unsuccessful businessman, Steve Jobs. Will always be best remembered for transforming the computer and phone industries. But he, too, had a closet full of past failures. He dropped out of college after about 6 months. And he had to sleep on his friend's floors for a whole season of his life. He got his meals during that time from a Hare Krishna temple. Jobs was actually fired from Apple in 1985, and the company that he started after that failed. Failure is one of those ugly realities of life. No matter who you are, no matter how great you become, failure is something we've all done or will do. They say that success is a poor teacher, and that there are some lessons that only failure can teach us. If that is true, then I am one of the most well-educated people I know. because my closet full of failures has spilled right out into the living room. We learn lots of things from our failures. We learn about ourselves. We learn about others. We learn about perspective. And that failure is rarely as great as it seems at the moment. Through failure, we learn we need a Savior. And we learn how to ask God and others for help. We learn in failure that we are not the greatest thing that's happening right now. And we learn to love better as God loves us through our failures. Failures teach us compassion and gentle kindness. From failure, we learn that sometimes love isn't forever, no matter how hard we try. And we learn that God is faithful, even when we are not, even when our spouses are not. By failing, we learn that God is the God of second chances, third chances, fourth, fifth, and sixth chances. In failure, we learn that God can heal a broken heart, a broken home, a broken life. Because the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and rescues those whose spirits are crushed. It is through failure, perhaps, that we best learn that God loves us, comes to us, and as the psalmist says, helps us up when we fall. Did you know that many people think of Jesus as a failure? We tend to measure success with the three B's: buildings, bodies, and budgets. We do it in the business world. We do it in education. We do it in our private lives, and sometimes we do it here in the church, too. How much are the buildings worth? How many customers or employees or students do we have? Or how many people in the pews? And what's the bank account like? By those standards, Jesus was an epic failure. He had no buildings or facilities to use. He was a traveling preacher. He had no buildings at all. And of the thousands of people who came to Jesus, he intentionally whittled those crowds down to just a handful. Numbers didn't tell the whole story about Jesus. And Jesus depended on the gifts of others to provide for his every need. He had no bank account, no stock portfolio, no retirement plan. By many of our scorecards, Jesus was a failure. Of course, now I am interested in how Jesus did as a preacher. We know Jesus preached in his hometown of Nazareth, where Matthew says he was not able to do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. Mark, recording that same story, says Jesus offended people when he preached. And Luke says the people were so incensed by Jesus' sermon, they tried to push him off a cliff. Now, I have heard some really bad sermons in my life, but never one that bad. Never one that cut so close to the heart. By worldly standards, I guess Jesus was a failure. Born in a manger, homeless, executed as a criminal, couldn't even afford his own funeral, had to borrow a tomb, if you recall, for just a few days, it turned out. Do you think Jesus ever felt like a failure? You think Jesus ever felt like we do sometimes? If he did, that wasn't a sin. Because Hebrews tells us we have a great high priest who was tempted in every way that we are, but did not sin. And it goes on to say, therefore, let us have confidence when we approach God's throne where there is grace. There we will receive mercy and find grace to help us when we need it. You see, Jesus didn't come into this world to condemn us, but to save us. Our failure isn't final with God. In fact, it may be that in our failure, only there, are we truly able to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the great, great love that Christ Jesus has for us. Those who have been forgiven much, love much. So I say, let's stop kicking ourselves for our failures And let's celebrate the grace of God that reaches right down to our lowest points and lifts us up when we fall. And we will fall. We will not stay down, because the Lord will help us up. 10th Avenue North has a beautiful song out on the radio right now that says, "You are more than the choices you have made. You are more than the sum of your past mistakes. You are more than the problems you create. You've been remade." You think God can't use you? You think God only uses perfect people? Moses said he was a lousy speaker. Jonah ran from God. Jacob was a liar. Noah got drunk. Rahab was a prostitute. David had an affair and arranged a murder. Jeremiah was depressed a lot. Solomon was rich in wisdom, but poor in fidelity. John the Baptist was just plain poor. Timothy was too young. Abraham was too old. Sarah was barren. Naomi was a widow. Gideon and Thomas both doubted. So did Sarah. Peter lacked self-control. James and John were self-righteous. If there's anyone in the Bible who knew what failure was, it was Paul. He started out opposed to the teachings of Jesus and persecuted those who proclaimed that good news. He was even present watching the garments of those who stoned Stephen. Paul wasn't perfect. I think he remembered every sin and failure of his life, but he pressed on. And Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead," Paul pressed on toward his future with God. If Paul had a future with God, then you do too. These things I know. Everybody fails. Everybody. But if we confess our sins and our failures, the Bible says God is faithful and just to forgive us of those sins and to cleanse us. I know that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I know that failure is never final with God, because when we fall, the Lord God Himself helps us up. All of the Bible is a photo album filled with pictures of God's grace. We don't have to be perfect in our marriages, at our jobs, with our money, as parents or sons or daughters, or even here as churchgoers. We don't have to be perfect, because Jesus already was. No matter what you've done, no matter what you're going through, God loves you and God can use you. Let God help you up. Amen. Would you stand, please? As we leave this place, the cross of Christ goes before us. We're covered. Thanks be to God. Amen.